This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Some researchers say we need to make the Great Lakes smarter. These experts, who study the world's largest freshwater system, are pushing plans to deploy more so-called smart technologies to gather data across the lakes. They say that information is essential in an era of climate change. WBEZ's Mark Labine is here to talk about it. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Melba.
So when we say smart technologies, what do we mean here?
Examples are networks of sensors that are mounted on buoys that can be put out into the lakes, also satellite imagery, and also cloud-based computer platforms where huge amounts of data can be sent and shared by researchers and others. A big priority in all this is making data available to people in real time, and also being able to transmit data from these sensors rather than scientists having to go out to the buoys and collect the information. The data we're talking about includes water temperatures, water quality, lake levels, shoreline erosion, damaging algae blooms. And these are all things that are worth monitoring because they can be altered by a warming climate.
And Mark, that sounds like a lot of numbers are going to be collected. Why is this lake data useful?
This data is important because it reveals the conditions of the Great Lakes, what's happening right now. And these real-time sensors on buoys serve many audiences. Coastal communities can use the data to plan infrastructure improvements if they're anticipating high lake levels that can be damaging. The National Weather Service uses buoy data for all kinds of forecasts, current and future conditions. Scientists can use real-time buoy data to improve Lake Michigan predictions for the near and long-term future. And there are recreational applications for this data. It can be used by boaters, kayakers, anglers, even surfers.
And in your research, you found out that there's one group in particular that's advocating for more smart technologies on the Great Lakes. Tell us about them.
That's right. It's called the Smart Great Lakes Initiative. It's a consortium of about 70 government and university researchers, conservation groups, technology innovators, and others. And these are people in the United States and Canada. And they say that data monitoring in the lakes right now is too sparse and more needs to be done as climate change becomes a bigger factor and an area of research. One of the people I talked to for my story is Kelly Page. She's the CEO of the Great Lakes Observing System in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She says there are only a handful of what she calls evaporation stations that are out in the lakes, and they measure only small areas. And this concerns her because there's growing evidence of increased evaporation of the lakes during winter months.
If it's getting warmer and the lakes are not freezing as often as they usually do, that means there's more evaporation of the lake into the air. And now we're potentially losing the overall water balance, right? Those are like really important insights that we need to be able to have more of.
And Paige and other experts say one way to get those insights and to help our understanding of the Great Lakes is more and better technology.
Thanks, Mark, for giving us your expertise here on this call for more smart technology in the Great Lakes.
A pleasure, Melba.
That's WBEZ's Mark Labine. You can read more of his reporting at WBEZ.org. If you have a question that you want answered in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate at WBEZ.org. This is WBEZ.